You're still here. Good. I didn't want to wake up alone today. You're so warm. I swear, your chest is my favorite place on earth. And your heartbeat, it's like a lullaby for bad girls who got absolutely wrecked the night before. I still feel you. Like, my whole body remembers you. Every time I shift, it's like, oh, there it is. That ache, that stretch, that delicious reminder. You really don't play fair with those toys, do you? You broke me last night, and I loved every second of it. You look so good. And you took such good care of me, even when I was trembling, too far gone to even speak. You held me, kissed me, told me I was good. I really needed that. Did you know when you were holding the toy there? You whispered, "Don't stop squirming." That was the moment. The exact moment I gave up trying to be good on my own. You ruined me so sweetly. But this morning, this is the part I never knew I'd crave. Waking up, wrapped in you, skin to skin, your scent in my hair, among other things. My thighs still sticky, my voice still half broken from all the begging. Can we stay like this longer? Just a little bit longer. I'm not ready to get up yet. Or are you already plotting the next time you're going to tie me up and make me cry into the sheets again? You are, aren't you? You're so bad. Hey, thank you. Like, really, for last night and for this morning, for making me feeling like I'm yours, even now. Did I say anything embarrassing while I was falling asleep on your chest? Because I might have whispered something like, "Ruin me again tomorrow, please." And I might have meant it. Who knows? Okay, no more teasing. Not until coffee or kisses, or both. But first, just hold me. That'll be good. If you promise not to leave.